Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of you out there in the listening audience. Ordinarily, we do open lines on Wednesday, but I wanted you to hear what Lindsay Williams had to say. And so we thought we'd take open lines this evening. And so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have something to talk about, just give us a call. If you don't, I'm just going to sort of ramble on until somebody calls in. But it was interesting last night on our local television. We had our two local congressmen, both of them Democrats, and they were both expressing concern because, of course, the administrations, the Obama Democrat administrations, failure to do anything about housing, and so many people are losing their homes, and basically the government has spent billions of dollars, or at least appropriated billions of dollars, to give to the banks to renegotiate the loans to keep people in their homes. And this is not one program. Certainly the program started back during the Bush administration, and they've continued, and about every 6 months, why they've decided that the program they had is working, and then they come up with a new, great new program that's going to solve the problem and keep people in their homes, and it doesn't work. Now, there are two possibilities. Number one, the people in Washington, D.C. are totally ignorant and incapable. Or two, all of these programs are designed not to work because they basically want to get the people out of their homes, make them dependent upon government. They can rent the homes back probably in many instances from the banks, and certainly they will have lost a major source of their wealth. Certainly to many people, their home was a major source of their wealth, and this was artificially increased in value. This whole financial collapse we've seen is all engineered. You go back and you read the newsletters we were writing in October and November and December of the year 2008. And it's so obvious that this whole thing suddenly was manipulated, and somebody created a run on the banks of Bear Stearns earlier in the year, and then somebody put a run on the bank of Lehman Brothers there, and I guess it was September or October, and this is one of the things that supposedly brought the whole system down. But this was, well, nobody is going to tell you that there is a group of people who work behind the scenes, who control both political parties, a small group of very wealthy people, who control suddenly the military, who control the banks, who control the corporations, who control the leaders of both political parties, which is why nothing ever really changes, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans. But they sure put on a good game of political theater. Who control the educational system, who control the tax-exempt foundations, who control the media, and are largely controlled what the American people think. And they are operating on a timetable. And suddenly everything appears to be fitting into place. There was no absolute reason. The economy was working fine in 2008. And they intentionally precipitated this whole economic collapse. Now, basically, the major banks are sitting on $3 trillion. The corporations are sitting on $2 trillion. And they're not spending it. Because, of course, if they spent it, it would correct the problem. They do not want to correct the problem. They want to collapse it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to get your thoughts, your take on what's going on. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. You know, if all you need to do is just look and see how poorly, totally inadequate the handling of the housing situation has been. Now, everybody is, of course, suggesting.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Says that Alex Jones today got on the program. He wasn't supposed to even be there, but he called in to say that the Obama administration is setting everything up for an attack on Iran. And this whole phony story about, these Iranians here, one of them is an American citizen, maybe they both are, but they were planning on killing the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United Nations and blowing up the Israeli and the Saudi Arabian embassies here. And so John Kerry is talking about the importance. Remember, John Kerry's trilateral commission, he's Council on Foreign Relations, he's Bilderberg, he's Skull and Bones. I mean, he's into everything bad, Bohemian Grove. So, and he's calling for an attack on Iran. Well, go ahead, Bill. I'd like to get your thought. This is exactly the opposite from what Lindsay said last night. Going to be interesting to see who's correct. Are they trying to scare us, or is this a real, real problem? Go ahead.
Well, all I would say is that leave it in the hands and the minds of your highly intelligent listeners. Go and listen to the first half hour of Alex Jones' show today.
All right, fine.
That will give you a concise a direction as to where he was headed with everything else in the show, and anything.
All right, fine.
Half an hour of your time is well worth listening to.
Well, I'll tell you what, they may be right, Lindsay may be right. I'm going to be like that unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted.
I think Lindsay is right based on his source.
Right.
The problem is that Obama is out of control.
Well,
is taking us into World War III of his own volition.
Well, wait just a minute, Bill. Obama is not the man who makes the decisions. Obama was put in power by the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Man.
He's kept in power. He's surrounded by those people. And if he ever tried to get out of line, well, that'd send him on a trip to Dallas. They would kill him tomorrow, and they could kill him tomorrow if they wanted to. So he will do what he's told, and he knows he's not in charge. But anyway, Bill, I appreciate your thoughts, and I think it's really going to be a fascinating time. Now, anything else you'd like to say? No, I guess we lost Bill, and so, well, I think it's going to be fascinating, and certainly all the evidence suggests that this is certainly a contrived episode, that Alex Jones had an article up on his website today saying he'd talked to somebody who had been in touch. I think he was a retired lieutenant colonel. Lieutenant Carol Schaefer, as I remember, was his name, who has contacts in the FBI, who said that the FBI has no record at all of this so-called plan to kill the Saudi Arabian ambassador. Saudi Arabia's calling for an attack on Iran, and everything is, well, everything is designed to convince us there's going to be an attack on Iran. I don't know. I will tell you quite frankly that either Lindsay's right or he's wrong. Either Alex Jones is right or wrong. I love both of them. They're both great people and they're both good friends. I'm not smart enough to make a prediction on it. I'll just sit back and we'll watch and see what happens. But I hope and pray that Alex is wrong and that Lindsay is right, because of course this would be a terrible mistake to expand the war over there and kill a lot of Iranians at this time. And of course it could have a profound impact on us, because of course they would the Iranians then would block the Straits of Hormuz and we'd be cut off from our oil supply. And at this point the last thing we would need would be something that would plunge America even into more economic problem. And I do not for one moment believe that Iran would be foolish enough to actually have planned something like this, which for all intents and purposes would be an act of war against the United States. And suddenly we hear a lot about perhaps Israel is going to attack Iran, whether or not we give them permission to or not. And there's two possibilities. Either we're being told the truth or we're being manipulated. Well, I think that we are manipulated. Most of the time we're manipulated. If there's really going to be something happening, it'll happen very, very quickly. And, of course, we'll be devastated by it. But right now, all we're hearing is a lot of rhetoric, and maybe Alex is absolutely right. We'll just have to wait and see. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open line Thursday, and we'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Oh, it's good to hear you again. And I was listening to your afternoon program earlier today, and Joel Skousen was on, and he's got a lot of good information too. But there was one thing that I heard him mention. The supposed reporting or the story about Germany and France printing their own currency, I think he said that was a bogus story.
No, he said that he thought it was a true story, but that the information may be bogus. In other words, it's being put out by this woman, who should remember the Council on Foreign Relations, who's a member of the Royal Institute for International Affairs in Chatham House. Of course, the Chatham House is, of course, the Royal Institute. It's at number 10 St. James Square, or number 10 St. James Square. I've been there. But basically, it is his contention that they are putting this information out as sort of a red herring. Not that the story is bogus, but that, in other words, the story is out there, but that we are being lied to. Now we'll just have to wait and see. And I hope, well, I hope he's wrong. I hope, of course, that the European Union does collapse. We're just going to have to wait and see. Go okay. right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I heard that right.
Yes, basically he said that he tracked the story down, and it came from, and the name of the woman, I think, was something like Munger, but I didn't really get it, and I didn't get a chance to write it down. But she's apparently one of the elitists, and she put the story out, and so basically they are trying to convince us, of course, that the European currency is going to fail, and that, of course, is why the Germans and the French are printing up their own currencies, because they feel the euro is going to collapse. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that we are living at one of the most dangerous and exciting times in history. I mean, certainly there's terrible problems over there in Europe. Certainly, I don't know how they can keep Greece from defaulting and all these other countries, because they have phenomenal amounts of debt. And certainly Greece is trying to cut back on certainly spending. Do you realize that one in three people in Greece, works for the government? And you can retire, or at least you could until recently, you could retire with full salary at age 50. It was a wonderful society, a wonderful utopian society. The only trouble was they couldn't afford it, and they were suddenly putting out, spending money they didn't have to buy the support of the people, and that's what socialism is all about, you know. Socialism works only until you can't spend somebody else's money, and basically Greece didn't have the money to continue going. She has probably a debt to GDP of about 150. In other words, her debt is 150 times her gross domestic product, and the whole house of cards is coming down. It's not a matter of if, but when. And the same thing is true for Portugal, for Italy, for Belgium, for Ireland, and all of these countries are in the same situation. Italy, and even France is not doing very well. They're having a lot of very serious financial problems. The biggest thing is they're worried about the stability of the banks over there. And they're frightened that these banks, certainly if Greece starts to default and then the other countries start to default, that the banks won't have sufficient funds to be economically viable. And if the banking system fails, the whole house of cards comes down, because everything is built upon credit and, of course, phony money. If you had a gold-backed currency, you wouldn't be in this sort of a situation. You wouldn't have the tremendous prosperity made out of nothing, but at least you'd have a solid currency. And down through the ages, I mean, time and time and time again, this has happened. Countries have gone into a fiat monetary system. They always collapse. But now it's the whole world fiat money system that's on the verge of collapse. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go right ahead, John.
I saw a news item either yesterday or the day before that the Switzerland legislature was going to vote to ban investment banking. I don't know how the vote turned out. So
I find that difficult to believe, because, well, now maybe they're separating investment banking from routine banking. In other words, basically not allowing the banks to invest their money in stocks and things like that. I think that's fine. I think that banks certainly ought to be investing their money in loans, and certainly not in speculating in the stock market, which has happened, and speculating in hedge funds and all of these things that have set up the tragic situation we have. This is one big reason we have problems in America. Banks are supposed to be banks, not certainly speculators. And when the banks get into becoming speculators and then things turn against them, the whole system comes down. We're so dependent upon the banking system, and it is totally immoral and corrupt. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I really would hope that legislation would pass in Switzerland. Hang on there, John. We'll be back in just a minute. Yeah. If you're out across America, you have a question or comment, Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the whole world banking system is on the verge of collapse. Go right ahead, John.
One thing that is just so excessively extreme nowadays is the political disinformation constantly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
One after the other Republican candidate takes over in first place. But the one thing is they never want to talk about Ron Paul. And when he certainly wins the debate or when he comes in first on a poll, they either don't mention it or they just trivialize it. And they fear this man, and with good reason. He's an honest, God-fearing man. He doesn't wear his religion on his sleeve, but he feels very deeply on religious issues. Anything else, John?
I noticed that at this last debate, I think it might have been in New Hampshire, Ron Paul put the spotlight on the fact that Herman Cain is an insider, and it was really amusing to hear that come out.
Well, I think that he is. I think, of course, he's being run by the establishment, but they're all being run by the establishment. Sidney Perry's being run by the establishment. Michelle Bachmann is not. I know Michelle. I've known her for many years. I think she's a lovely individual, but she really doesn't understand what's going on because, you know, she voted for the Patriot Act, and she certainly supports the war. And basically, I think that Ron Paul's position. He's all in favor of a strong defense for America, but he wants to cut the military budget because he doesn't think that we should be the policemen of the world. He wants to have a strong defense for America, and that's what the military is about. Not, of course, forcing our will onto countries throughout the world. Of course, it's really all about using our empire to bring about the one world government, but he's too smart to say that because he'd sound like a radical. He does a magnificent job of getting the ideas over, and I will tell you there are a lot of liberals who will vote for Ron Paul if he is a Republican candidate, and is the only chance, the only man who could beat Obama hands down. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
Well, one thing I noticed over the several years with regards to politics and economics, both politics and economics have been combined and then transformed into an organization that acts like mafia gangsters.
Well, you have to understand that both political parties are controlled by the same people. And they work very closely with the mafia. Don't think for one minute that the American CIA doesn't work very closely with the mafia. If you doubt that, get the book Double Cross, written by Chuck Giancano, the brother of Sam Giancano, who headed the mob in Chicago. Double Cross by Chuck Giancano. And you'll find out how closely the government does work with the mafia. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Again, okay. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and we've got Tom calling from Spokane. Hi, Tom. How are we doing? Question or comment?
A question. Thank you so much for talking to me tonight, Dr. Stan. I sure do enjoy your program. My question was, your guest this afternoon, when they were talking about Mitt Romney and the Mormon Church, it almost sounded like your guest was saying that the Mormon Church was not a cult. And I just was wondering if you could clarify, because, I mean, it's not mainstream Christianity. I just wasn't sure what he was trying to say.
Well, basically, Joel Skousen is a Mormon. And I consider him a friend. I think he's one of the most astute political observers that we have. But I certainly disagree with the theology.
Oh, good, yeah.
Basically, certainly, you know, it's a very touchy issue because being a Mormon, that's the very substance of just who he is. Like being a Christian is the substance of who I am. And I don't want to get off into a subject of Mormonism. We could perhaps do that some evening.
I did not want
to challenge. I simply made the remark, if you heard, I disagree with the theology, but I never knew a Mormon I didn't like. And I really mean that. They're wonderful people, but I think that they're deceived. I think that there are real problems in the Protestant Church and the Catholic Church, but I think that we are following the dictates of the Holy Scriptures, and I think that, of course, there's some very serious problems with the Mormon faith, because Mormonism came out of Masonry, and certainly many of the beliefs of the Mormons are identical to those of the Masons.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad, because I wasn't trying to. I was thinking, oh boy, I hope Dr. Stan doesn't go along with this.
No. I hope I didn't. That my one remark did at least tend to express my opinion. I do not agree with their theology at all. I think it's sadly mistaken.
Well,
and perhaps sometime we could talk about it. But you know, I did not want to insult a friend.
I totally understand that.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Dr.
You're welcome. And our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're going to Jennifer, who's calling us from Florida, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
And said if we were going to attack Iran, and maybe Lindsay Williams was talking to one component of the establishment, and there are other components out there that do want to attack it, and that may entirely be the case. But the one thing I can tell you for certain is this whole thing is being stage managed. I mean, basically, if they did not want to focus our attention on the wicked Iranians and just use this as a justification for an attack, or at least to make us believe that this is a justification for an attack on Iran. I do not personally believe that they will attack Iran at the present time. I don't believe the United States will, and I don't think that Israel will either, because they are simply an extension of our foreign policy. Basically, it's not that the Jews or the Zionists control Washington, D.C., but Washington, D.C. controls Israel, and they do exactly what they're told to do. And right now, of course, there's so much turmoil over in the Middle East and the Near East, and they're having so much trouble with Syria, and basically they can't get Assad out of there, and Assad's playing hardball, and Gaddafi's playing hardball. And I think that maybe their timetable, and there is a timetable, but I think that timetable has been put back, and that's one of the things that Lindsay suggested. But I've been thinking this thing on my own. Remember, I don't have any inside sources of information. I got a couple of people who feed me information from the CIA, and it's usually disinformation. So, I have to sort of try to be as impartial as I can. But I think that there, There are going to be terrible times for the Christians over there, and I don't know if you heard our second program last night with Usama, but he is a Coptic Christian, talking about, you know, the tragedy of what's unfolding in Egypt as they're slaughtering the Christians over there, and of course they've slaughtered them over there in Iraq since, with the full help and support of America's State Department, and the plan is to toppled the government of Assad. About 10% of the Syrian population is Christians, and they'll be slaughtered Sunni if the American-sponsored revolution in Syria is a success. So it really pray for those Christians over there. That's all we can do as we see this whole tragic story unfold. But it's all being manipulated. It's all political theater. And I believe, of course, it's being timed at this time because our attention suddenly is being drawn away from what's happening here and being focused on the tragic events unfolding in the Near East and the Middle East as nation after nation is being systematically overthrown and transferred to the control of the radical terrorist Muslim Brotherhood, which is being surreptitiously behind the scenes financed by our own tax money. Anything else, Jennifer?
Yes, sir. But I agree with you there that it seems like that this is just a distraction and meant to confuse us. That is this recent news. But changing the subject a bit, that is the money supply, buying gold and buying silver. I am wondering if, you know, Lindsay mentioned that it's a default, you know, that eventually, you know, the United States will be pushed into default, that next year, and all he sees that is that the dollar will be dead, that the elitists have told him that, but it will still be present, you know. We can still spend dollars, but we'll probably need so many of them to spend, it won't be hardly worthwhile. But he mentioned, I'm wondering, though, if and when all this thing collapses, if they're not going to bring in electronic banking and do away with all money, because in the Bible, I think it speaks about people casting their gold and silver, you know, their money into the streets, you know, that it's worthless. That in such a case, that is, if we were to go into electronic banking only, then, you know, precious metals might have an importance that is to the elite, but they would no longer serve a purpose for the rest of us.
I can't say I don't have any divine inspiration on this, but I will tell you, I think that smart people are going to get into gold and silver because there is nothing else possible. And believe me, if the elite are purchasing this, and I believe they are, why then, of course, they know that we're not going into a total electronic system for a good long while. And of course, the biblical description, I think, is at the end times when the Lord comes. And then, of course, we're not going to need gold and silver as means of exchange. Everything will be provided in heaven. But in the meantime, we've got to survive. And so I'm encouraging people to go ahead. And so they do what people have done down for the last 6,000 years, at least 4,000 years we know of, and that is have something that they can exchange. And even if we go into a totally electronic system, I believe there will always be a market for gold and silver until the Lord comes.
Well, I certainly hope so.
I hope so, too, and that's all I can tell you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you, and thank you so much for calling. And let's
God
go.
Bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dave calling from Illinois, and again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dave, how are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. A question for you, or your opinion of something. We're all watching these Occupy Wall Street, you know, nationwide protests, and I've heard all kinds of comments on them. And I just want to know, you know, it reminds me of the Bolshevik Revolution in Moscow, how it took over slowly, eventually we have Soviet Union. What do you think the chances are this could be the first seat of something like that in this country?
I think that the communists would like something like that. I don't think that this is going to lead to a revolution, at least not at the present time. Why? Well, because, of course, the people are too well off. Remember that 44 million people are getting food stamps today. so that nobody's really starving. Basically, of course, just 56 million Americans are getting Social Security and Medicare, so they're not going to be out in the streets. And then, of course, certainly, we don't have soup kitchens. So they have unemployment benefits. And so people certainly are, rather than having the soup lines, why you get a check in the mail. So things are not that bad. They get out and they can demonstrate, but they're not going to start burning things down and destroying them as they did during the Russian Revolution. And you must understand what happened during the Russian Revolution is that so we have books were written at that time talking about how a man named Lord Milner was going around buying up the troops so they would not, buying up the military units and the leaders of the military units, so they would not put down the demonstrators. Now, that's exactly what happened. You know, here we are almost 90 years later. I think the CIA and MI6 was over there buying off the military there in Tunisia and in Egypt so that they would not put down the demonstrators. That's why the revolution succeeded in Egypt and in Sydney and in Tunisia, and why it is succeeding in Libya, although it's taking longer than they anticipated. They haven't been able to buy off the military leaders there in Syria. And the reason is because the military leaders are Shia Muslims, which they make up about maybe 10% of the population. And they know that certainly if the regime there is overthrown, there's a Shia regime, that the 80% of the population who are Sunnis will just kill everybody in the military who's a Shia Muslim. So they're not going to be bought off. I mean, their very lives and the lives of their family are at stake. And where are you going to flee when you've been a Syrian military officer? So they're standing behind Assad. But really, I do believe, of course, that this will not take place in America right now. I think the military will stand behind the government. The people in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, many of them are globalists. The reason that they are four-star generals is because they've betrayed their oath to support the Constitution. And, of course, they are simply doing the bidding of the people who want to destroy our Constitution and want to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this world government. Many of the people in our military, you know, are members of the Council on Foreign Relations or the similar groups. And not all of them. So I think that there are some people in the military who are still loyal to America. We're just going to wait and see how this thing plays out, but I do not believe, at least at the present time, this is going to lead to the type of revolution they had over in Russia in 1917 and 1980, largely financed by Lord Milner, who, as you remember, had taken over control of Cecil Rhodes' secret society when Rhodes died in 1902. We actually have books written at that time talking about how the people in Russia knew that Lord Milner, of course, was actually fomenting the revolution, paying for it. What the people didn't know at that time was that he was the leader of this secret society, which is manifest today by the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission. Anything else, Dave?
Well, you know, you mentioned the welfare. Yeah, you're right. People are eating for now. But if it ain't less forever, we're going down too. Our debt could gobble us up as well. I mean, this, you know, like Eric's saying, we're living on credit, which simply cannot go on.
You're absolutely right.
So I guess my last question is, do you think we have a couple of decades or much shorter before this thing does just fall apart?
All right, fine. Well, the question then, when do I think this thing is coming down? Well, let me first of all get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Dave, I have no way of knowing, but I do know that there are a lot of strange things going on. As I mentioned earlier, I think there's a timetable. And apparently Nostradamus had talked about somewhere in this time there's going to be a problem. The Mayan calendar talked about this. According to Tom Horn, why, of course, that there's ancient Jewish writings, and, you know, hundreds of years ago, that said that the Jewish Messiah was going to be coming sometime in 2012 or 2013. And then, of course, Lindsay is talking about how he has been told that the latter part of 2012 is not going to be coming in a Messiah, but it's going to be a cataclysmic time as far as our finances. I think that there are going to be some dramatic things taking place next year. Ken Fromm had told him, and this, Lindsay's emphasized this a number of times, that Ken had said, by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. Now, that doesn't mean the dollar is not going to be here. I believe it means it's probably not going to be the reserve currency of the world. So something major is going to happen sometime here in the next 14 months. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's you and I are so fortunate to be living at this time. And we have, I'm fortunate because I have a voice, and you have a very fortunate because you can call in from time to time, and I know you've called in the past, and we've talked about these things. But we are living in pretty, I believe, in prophetic times. We're going to watch this thing unfold. But we have an advantage. We know that God has a plan, and there is a God. And we have a lot of evil men out there that are making plans for this, that, and the other thing. But in the final analysis, God's going to be the determinant of what's going on. And that the evil men have their plans, but God is going to determine what's going to happen. So whatever his plan is the one that's going to unfold, and I'm not going to try to second guess him.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
Anything else?
Thanks a lot.
God bless, and well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to read it. It will at least give you a quick overview of what's going on and an understanding of how this, what's going on today, fits into biblical prophecy. If you haven't actually seen that wonderful DVD series we do carry by Pastor Billy Crone called Final Countdown, it's, I think, 11 sermons, but they're not simply just sermons, you know. The sermon can be pretty dry, but he's got all sorts of film footage, historical film footage and Hollywood film footage and film footage from also, I don't know how he possibly puts these things together, but they are so well done. The Final Countdown, it's part one, part two, and I think there are 11 DVDs in all. And they're not that expensive, and Barbara and I have watched them and enjoyed them tremendously. And if you watch these, and I think he points out there are 11 major prophecies, and they're all being systematically fulfilled. So there's just no way that this thing could be happening simply by accident. The return of the children of Israel to the promised land. People say, oh, well, you know, that's bad guys got them in there and the Zionists did it. And, you know, that's probably entirely true. And it ties right into the Holocaust, and there were Jewish groups. The labor Zionist movement and the transfer agreement where, of course, these Jews, Zionists, labor Zionists, were actively working with Adolf Hitler. Actively working with Adolf Hitler, and said you can get a lot of this from Barry Shamish's writings, but there's other people who've written about this sort of thing, many, many books on this sort of thing, written by other Jewish people who don't understand it. But they know there is an element within the Jewish religion that hates Jews and want to see most of them killed. But basically, they wanted to get them all together there in Israel for that purpose. And I believe that that's their goal. But I believe God has another purpose. And I think that he can use evil men. I believe God can use evil men for his purpose. But the chance that the Jews, of all the races in the world, would suddenly go back and suddenly reform a Jewish state in 1948. But whatever happened to the Hittites? Whatever happened to the Edomites? Whatever happened to all these other races that used to, the Babylonians and the Medes, that existed back there along with the Persians? Why don't they go back and form a society? Well, they don't. And the Egyptians have been in Egypt all this time. But the Israelis were simply dispersed throughout the world and they've returned to the Holy Land. Is that just coincidence? Well, I don't believe so. You may. It's a thing. If one thing happens, doesn't mean there's a causal relationship. If two things happen, if 100 things happen, you begin to suspect maybe it was planned that way. And when literally hundreds of things happen and they're all coming together at this time, eventually you're going to have to say, well, just possibly there is a master plan being enacted. Again, the title of that set is The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I don't know when the Lord's coming. He may not come for 20 years. He may not come for 50 years. He could come very, very soon. Be prepared. That is what we're told, certainly, because no man knows when he's coming. But as it was in the days of Noah, and I believe that we're witnessing very, very similar times today. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly the things that are unfolding today really are so dramatic, and basically every day. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when, of course, I need to remind all of our listeners that a week from Sunday, we're going to be having our all-day conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing speakers from across the country, and, of course, we're going to open the doors at 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to close them at 5:30 to 6 in the evening. We're going to serve lunch. We have to know how many people are coming, so if you're going to come, we have to know certainly in the next couple of days. We have to cut things off on Monday, and we just cannot take any more reservations after that, because we need to know at least the conference center needs to know how many people for Lent, so they cut us off. If you're coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and I'll tell you, it'll be a great time. I believe a great time will be had by all. And so that's the October the 23rd. It's a week from Sunday. Give us a call if you're considering coming. And then, of course, we want to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or advertise with us or whatever you'd like, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope that, of course, you want to begin to learn about health, about cancer, about vaccinations. You have to understand that children who are not vaccinated are far healthier than those who are, Sydney. Basically, of course, the incidence of asthma is 9 times higher in children who've been vaccinated than those who haven't. And incidence of allergies certainly doubles if you're vaccinated. And autoimmune diseases, because you primed and altered the immune system, skyrockets in vaccinated children. And this is all being suppressed. You need, of course, to get our 4 tape sets or 4 CD sets on vaccines or get some of the books we carry on them. You need to get, of course, Dr. David Abe's wonderful DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. And his other DVD on aluminum. You need to get Russell Blaylock's DVD on vaccines and brain development. But for the best overview, and I say this the best overview that's available is my talk on The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. So we hope that you'll get to that. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our web page is radioliberty.com. If you like a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. But you can go up to our web page, radioliberty.com, and certainly look at all the items and the DVDs and the tape sets and the videos and all the items we have, the books we have, the books that you need to read. And we try to make it convenient. We go out and track them down and make them available through our ministry. Our website, again, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can watch our other section, videos on the web, which are YouTubes. You can read our newsletters going back, well over a decade. And the information is there that you need to be effective in this battle, a very real battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like, of course, to go to our website, please do. There's no charge for it. And we do hope, though, if you're in a position to donate, you will. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. And Sydney, we ask you to pray for Ron Paul. We ask you to pray for Alex and for Joyce and for John Loeffler and the others who are on the front lines of this battle. But then, of course, we ask you to remember my ministry, Radio Liberty. Please pray for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour of Radio Liberty. Oh, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future brings. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Ponte, who is a former think tank futurist, with Reader's Digest, the roving editor, and he's with Newsmax.com. He's a columnist there, and he's written a fascinating book along with Craig Smith called The Inflation Deception, Six Ways Government Tricks Us and Seven Ways to Stop It. Lowell, fascinating book. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for inviting me. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and pick up the story and tell our listeners about this inflation, this hidden tax, this very, very concealed method by which they're stealing of the substance of our work and labor, and where this is going to lead to. Go right ahead.
Well, since ancient times, kings were known for their skill at calling in old coins and remelting them and adding base metal to them, and suddenly creating for the government more coins than it had had before. The kings would clip the edges off gold or silver coins and pocket the difference for themselves. And that's being done today, only the method today is a printing press, or the electronic equivalent thereof. It gives government the ability simply to conjure out of thin air all the money it wishes and then to make you and me pay for it, because what we call inflation, which is not just the printing of money or the raising of prices, it is the printing of more money than there is actual productivity in the society. In other words, the theory of a sound money system is there have to be actual goods and services produced that the money matches. And so if production increased by 5% in our society and government created 5% more money, there would be a balance. The difficulty today is in the last 2.5 years, the government has in effect produced $5 trillion more dollars than there was productivity to back it. This is what it called Keynesian stimulus, by the miracle of the British economist John Maynard Keynes, a kind of quasi-socialist economics, based on the idea that government should intervene in the business cycle. When the economy got bad, government should dump money into the economy. But it was assumed by Keynes that that would be real money. The difficulty now is we're dumping unreal money. And so what that means is, to put it this way, if you want to be scientific and realistic, Dr. Stan, there are some things that even government can't do. The Congress, for example, can't repeal the law of gravity by passing a law. I wish it could. I wouldn't have to diet, right? But another thing they can't repeal is the law of supply and demand. If they create twice as much money as there are goods and services to buy at the local store, the result over a short period of time will be that everything at the local store suddenly costs twice as many dollars. Those things will stay in balance relative to each other. We have printed so much money since 1971, 40 years ago, when President Richard Nixon broke the last anchor between the dollar and gold, which was constraining politicians from printing all they wanted. We've printed so much money that what cost $1 in 1971 now costs on average $5.65. For the last 40 years, the average American in inflation-adjusted dollars hasn't seen his or her income go up at all.
And, of course, in fact, some people even think that our actual income is going down relative to the amount our wealth is declining. We may have more dollars in our pocket, but they won't buy as much. And this is the ravages of inflation. It's an invisible tax. And if you don't know what's happening, you're not going to have any idea until one day you wake up and find yourself impoverished and your home and everything gone. Well, Lowell, you go right ahead there.
Well, thank you. I was hearing music in the background and didn't know what it meant.
Well, that means we take a break, and basically we have a number of stations that listen to this program, and some of the stations actually don't hear what we say for the next 3 minutes, and other stations do. So,
well, how exciting.
Well, then
I'll simply go forward.
You're right ahead, so you have to get a little used to it, but having done this thing for a program for about 18 years or so, we have a pretty good idea how it works, so you go right ahead.
Well, I'm grateful for your guidance in this. What it does mean is that you and I, for example, no longer know how much money we'll need to save for retirement, because we won't know what a dollar is actually worth 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now. What they found after World War I in Germany, when the government decided to drive the economy just by printing trainloads, literally trainloads, with one boxcar after another full of paper money, it got to the point where one man picked up his entire life savings, went down to the post office, and discovered he no longer had enough money to buy one postage stamp. Others, you'll remember, were having to get entire wheelbarrows of money to buy one loaf of bread.
I love that story about a fellow left the wheelbarrow full of money outside the store when he went inside, and when he got back, somebody had stolen the wheelbarrow but left the money. Go ahead.
Oh, it's quite true. And people would go into a cafe in Berlin. They would order a 5,000 mark cup of coffee, and by the time the bill came, it was now an 8,000 mark cup of coffee. I mean, that's how rapidly money was losing value. We're now seeing, as we print more and more money to run the government, and among the things government now can do with this gimmickry, it can impose a tax on people, not only in the U.S., but outside the U.S. Anyone who trusts the U.S. dollar anywhere on the planet, and about two-thirds of all printed U.S. dollars are outside the U.S., not in it, all of them can be taxed by the government simply sucking the value out of their dollars, the purchasing power away, by printing more government dollars. You may think, for example, that you live on the black market, or Mrs. McGillicuddy paid you cash under the table to put in a cupboard in her kitchen, and ha-ha-ha, you're not going to pay tax on it. No, boys and girls, through inflation, the government can tax anyone, whether it knows what money you have or not. It simply devalues the money you have, and that's the tax. It also allows the government to do social engineering. It also allows the government to redistribute income. It also allows the government to say, this group will be given protection against the inflation we're causing with cost of living increases, and another won't. A lot of people in 2008 said, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Well, our guest is Lowell Ponte, and he's just talking about inflation. Inflation, of course, is an invisible tax. You don't understand that they're destroying the value of your currency every single day. And the more money they print or create, and a lot of it is not printed, it's simply electronic entries, but it expands the money supply. We call it credit. But it doesn't run about what they call it. It means that the value of your life savings is being destroyed. So, Lowell, you pick up the story from there.
Oh, sure. And by the way, they make us party to that. One of the things that Craig Smith and I talk about in this new book, The Inflation Deception, is a thing called money illusion. That is, inflation literally manipulates people's minds, gives them a completely false sense of value. You can give people a choice. Would you like to have a 2% raise in a world with 1% inflation, or would you like to have a 4% raise in a world with 5% inflation? Now, you and I, Dr. Stan, we sit and think, well, the inflation totally eats up the raise in the second world. There's no point in getting a 4% raise if it's going to be eaten up. But no, most people will prefer that, unthinkingly, to getting a 2% raise in a 1% inflation world, which is at least equivalent to a 1% raise. People's minds' perceptions get bent. Milton Friedman said that inflation, in fact, acts on people and cultures like a drug. When it first is taken, when, for example, in Weimar Germany after World War I, when the government first started dumping trainloads of money into the economy, everyone was delighted. It created the illusion of prosperity. Everyone had more money than they'd had before. And only gradually did the drug toxify them. You know, first they were very high on it. Then they got toxified. Then they had severe hangovers. Then they realized the ultimate effects of inflation as a drug were all negative on the downside. And that is, unfortunately, what the U.S. is about to experience. You cannot drop $5 trillion into an economy without having... Right now it's frozen. This is why people don't notice it. Right now we have a lot of people afraid to spend, especially business people who are afraid to invest and hire. And so everyone's holding on to their money for dear life. And when they do that, you don't see the inflation. But it's there. It's waiting to happen. It's simply waiting to thaw. And when it thaws, you will see the value of the dollar plummet downward.
Well, you know, as I read your book, of course, you point out the statistic put out by John Williams, who we have as a frequent guest here. John Williams, a private economist, and he says that the current economy, when you quoted him, I think it was 8.6%, he's up to about 11.2% now. In other words, that's a real rate of inflation.
Well, and that shows how fast it's happening.
Right, but the thing is that what most people don't understand is that the major banks, and we could argue back and forth, a trillion here, a trillion there, but figures that I have, major banks are sitting on about $3 trillion. Major corporations are sitting on a couple of trillion dollars, and they're not putting into the economy. Now, if they were to put that in the economy, why, it would get the economy going, but it would be highly inflationary. You dump $3 trillion, or $5 trillion, into the American economy, and the prices would quadruple here in a very short period of time. This would be disastrous. And so one reason, of course, they're not already pressing to get all this money in there, and they're allowing the corporations and banks to sit on that money, is imagine what would happen if they suddenly dumped $5 trillion into the American economy. It would simply wipe out the life savings of most of our people. Go right ahead. This is something that, Lowell, I've never heard anybody comment on, but as I was reading your book, this thought came to mind.
Well, the peculiar thing is all the different uses that government now makes of inflation. This is why we came to call the current style of government we're living under an inflatocracy, government of, by, and for inflation. After World War II, the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York actually gave a little noted speech in which he said, you know, the government doesn't even need to tax people anymore. We can run the economy entirely just by printing money. The only thing is we will have to come and take some of it back in order to keep the supply of dollars from being so huge that you will see prices skyrocket. That's why we take some back. But, he said, the good news about that is we can selectively take it back. We could target people. We can say, let's go get the rich, or let's go get a particular minority, and we can just suck the money back out of them. And, of course, ironically, that's what's being done now. But it's a huge mechanism of social manipulation, and as I said, it allows the U.S. to tax the entire world. Wherever people rely on the U.S. dollar, it being the world's reserve currency, for example, the currency that oil is traded in all over the planet, this gives us tremendous ability to make others pay our debts. However, our debts have now become so stratospheric, Dr. Stan, that, for example, I mean, they say, is the problem not getting enough taxes? No, of course the problem is that the government is spending. But for every dollar that the government spends, 42 cents of that dollar is now borrowed. We are literally borrowing $58,000 a second to keep the government running. So your audience might want to count with us. Dot, dot, dot. In those three dots, your government just borrowed another $174,000 and added it to the spendaholic bar tab that your children and grandchildren will in one form or another be required to pay. I mean, how long can you continue at a rate of borrowing at $210 million every hour, which, by the way, means that every hour and 10 minutes, we are borrowing as much money as Thomas Jefferson spent in inflation-adjusted dollars back in 1803 to effect the Louisiana Purchase. And lest people forget, the Louisiana Purchase bought for the young United States 890,000 square miles of land that today include the states of Louisiana, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, as well as sizable portions of what today are Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, and the southern parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan. If you want to round up to what we now borrow every 2 hours, you can throw in what we paid in inflation-adjusted dollars in 1867 for the entire state of Alaska. In other words, you and I are both West Coast people. Two-thirds of all the land west of the Mississippi, our country once bought flat out for what we now borrow every 2 hours. How long does the country run at that rate?
Well, you really can't. And the problem is that most people do not understand that eventually, why, of course, all the money you take in is being used to pay the interest on the national debt.
Because sure, and you remember what the Bible said in Proverbs. It said the debtor is slave to the lender. And our major lenders are entities such as Communist China.
Agreed. Go right ahead.
No. So you make an excellent point. I mean, the difficulty is you see young people protesting in New York, in Wall Street now, not fully understanding what it is they're protesting, but knowing that something is terribly wrong. What's wrong is that we have so indebted their future. Thomas Jefferson said, one of the greatest of all crimes is for one generation to pay for its own desires and so on by imposing debt on the next generation. And yet that's what we have now done in this country. Young people are going to have one Dickens of a time trying to make a good living for themselves. For example, when Social Security began, there were at least 14 people to pay for each Social Security recipient. Today, that's down to 3. In just a few years, it's going to be down to 2, meaning 2 people will be working not only to support their own families, but to support a family on Social Security, if indeed the system can survive at all. But here we see Barack Obama. Think of the people who were Democrats and said, my main concern is Social Security. I'm going to vote for President Mr. Obama in order to protect it. Okay, Mr. Obama has now denied you a cost of living increase that would have offset the inflation he has caused with his policies in 2010, 2011, and he's already said he's going to do so in 2012.
And what's really so amazing is the fact that they say there is no inflation. Basically, since there is no inflation, why other people cannot have an inflation addition to the Social Security, but federal government gets an adjustment. Federal government employees get an adjusted rate of inflation, and the members of Congress get an increase in their salaries because of inflation. It is just that the Social Security recipients don't. In other words, basically, they're paying us less this year than they paid us last year, and they'll pay us less next year than they paid us this year.
For baby boomers like myself, we've known from the beginning that they would have to renege on the system. There are 84 million of us. They have no way in God's green acre to find enough money to pay us as they paid our parents. The amount it would take to do that is simply staggering. So they have to renege. The only question is, how are they going to do it? We'd always assumed that they would do it by things like means testing, which meant that for those who worked hard all their lives, for those who were honest, for those who studied hard in school while other kids were out smoking in the boys' room and chasing cars and getting drunk and so on, we've all our lives had to pay heavy taxes so that they could receive welfare payments. We'd always assumed that when we retired, they would then means test us and say, what? You saved money for your retirement? Well, that means we will now deny you the retirement benefits we forced you to pay into all your life because you don't need them. We'll give them to those same people who were getting welfare.
Well, I always said, Social Security worked fine if they just raised the retirement age to 85. Why, there wouldn't be any problem. And they're already talking now about going 67, 69. And ladies and gentlemen, with all those people that Lowell's talking about, all the baby boomers, Sydney, whether it's 79 or 84 million, doesn't matter. There's just no way the Social Security system, already bankrupt, is going to be able to give them benefits as well. Lowell, you go right ahead.
Well,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
He told Time magazine in a long interview, "You know, we're not even a market economy anymore. I hate to say it, but we are now a crony capitalist society where all that matters is who do you know and whose political coffers have you put money into. In other words, the government will protect you. The government will see to it that you get profits if you are a friend of the government. If you are not, the government can do things to destroy you." We have the surrealism now of living in a country where twice as many people are employed by government as work in all of manufacturing combined. And in government, the average federal employee, not a rich or special one, an average federal employee makes $123,000 a year in wages and benefits.
And I thought that was really so interesting compared with the average citizen. What do they make, about 65, 66?
Almost exactly half.
Half that, right. Go ahead.
And yet we are the ones expected to carry the burden for all the rest. And the real question is, you and I grew up, Dr. Stan, in a world where the United States made things. What does the government make? I mean, other than war and a few things like that. Government really makes almost nothing. It's a largely parasitic institution that just sits like mistletoe, looking very green and pretty and powerful, but basically just sucking the lifeblood out of the tree it's attached to. And at a certain point, when the current venom being spewed by many of our modern politicians against the rich and capitalism finally takes its toll, we need to ask, if we no longer have free enterprise, then what kind of enterprise will we have? I assume it'll be either unfree enterprise or no enterprise at all.
Well, I think, you know, basically people have to understand we've already lost about 7 million jobs to other countries. We've closed down close to 45,000 businesses here in the United States, and they're not coming back. They've been set overseas. We're doing everything we can encourage them to go overseas. Oh, we have no tariffs so people can produce overseas and bring them in here. But more than that, we punish corporations that stay in the United States. Let me repeat that. We punish corporations that stay in the United States, go overseas. You don't pay any U.S. taxes. You pay your taxes overseas, maybe 5%. If you stay here, they're going to charge you 35% corporate tax. Who in their right mind would stay in the United States and pay a 35% tax? We could go overseas, get all sorts of benefits, not have to put up with the unions or not have to put up with OSHA or EPA, and not have to pay any tax or very, very low tax. We're doing everything we can to drive our corporations and our businesses out of this country. And there's now nobody in either political party will tell you what needs to be done, and that is to lower the corporate tax here in the United States. And any corporation that goes overseas to produce goods, sure, you can. It's a free world. But we're going to charge you here in the United States 35%. And I'll tell you, within 2 weeks, why we'd have businesses coming back to America. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, contemplate, if you will, the reality that the corporation pays 35%, which is why trillions are being held overseas and not brought back. This, by the way, is not a low corporate tax rate. This is, as you say, the highest corporate tax rate in the world, higher than communist China, higher than Russia. So this doesn't sound like what you'd expect in a genuinely capitalist country. Then, after your corporation has paid that much money, it then pays dividends, and the government takes another large bite out of that. Then, when you die, having paid taxes all your life, the government says, oh, well, now that you're dead, we're going to come pick the gold fillings out of your teeth. We're going to come take half of what you have earned and saved so that your children will not get it. We, the government, will get it. I have to ask, why in particular should the government be entitled to take half of everything you've earned and saved just because you've died? Some people were speculating, except for his good lawyers, the government would now be taking about $4 billion out of the estate of Steve Jobs of Apple Computer now that he's died.
Oh, I'm sure, but there's all sorts of means by which he is not going to have to pay his...
Oh, no. No, but But this is part of the challenge. You see, the same politicians who complain about giant corporations create a world in which small companies can't survive. Only the giant corporations can, because they have the 100 or 300 lawyers to protect them.
And, of course, basically, of course, they're all means by which people of great wealth, many of them can get away without paying the tax. Not all of them, because basically most of our taxes, I think 35% our taxes are paid by the upper 1%. But of course, I know other people who pay little or no taxes. People like, certainly, people from GE. This is Dr. Stan. You go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, yes. Not only does the richest 3% of taxpayers pay 52% of all income taxes, but in the oddity of what we call progressive policy, the bottom 51% now pay no income taxes at all. This means that to that bottom 51%, the government is simply a giant goodie dispensing machine that gives them things for free. They don't have to pay for it, and yet they are a voting majority in the country. we have continued in this direction of saying we will take more and more money from fewer and fewer people. We keep being told by the liberal media that this is acceptable because, gee, we've done polling, and the polls say that a majority of people do favor taxing the rich even more. Well, I submit that that isn't really what the polls say. What the pollster does is come to someone and say, you know, the government, the bad news is the government is about to massively increase taxes because it needs more money. Now, we could either tax you, Mr. Smith, or we can tax the rich. Do you favor taxing the rich? Why, yes. Yes, I favor taxing anybody who isn't me. Dr. Stan, I don't mean to be cynical, but I have a feeling that if you and I went out and did our own poll, and we said to people, the government has to raise taxes massively on somebody, would you favor us taxing the Eskimos? Why, yes, as long as I'm not an Eskimo, feel free to tax the Eskimo. How about taxing midgets? Why, yes, you can tax midgets. How about taxing a minority like, oh, well, let's be provocative, African Americans, 12.5% of the population. Guess what? About 87% of the population will temperamentally say, as long as the tax doesn't fall on me, but on somebody else instead, I'm all for it. Go tax anybody but me. And that, unfortunately, is the society we've come into. Now, part of the perversity of this is if you open your Bible to 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse, what you find him saying is, those who do not provide for their own family are no better than heathen.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess it's Lowell Ponte, and he's simply pointing out that basically when they do all these polls and they ask people, you know, basically we're going to have to raise money, government's going to have to raise money. Oh, do you think that we ought to tax the rich? And most people would say, yeah, as long as you're not taxing me, tax the rich. And then, of course, Lowell suggested that maybe we ought to be, if you were to ask them if they ought to tax Eskimos, people don't care if you tax the Eskimos. They just don't want to pay more taxes. How about the blacks? But, of course, then Lowell, of course, goes to the scriptures and points out. And what is that, certainly, the scripture you just read?
1 Timothy 5:8. That those who do not provide for their own are no better than heathen or unbelievers. That it is your biblical duty to provide for your own, not to expect others to do it.
But of course, the thing is, we should provide for ourselves, but the government now is offering money to people to buy their, purchase their votes. This is the tragedy, and I'm sure you recognize this, that people are glad to vote for the government that promises to give them the most. And they're not going to vote for the government that is not going to provide for them, without realizing that any government that can provide whatever you want has got to be down the line, be able to take whatever you have, because pretty soon the whole system is going to come tumbling down. And any government that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave has got to be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. Said, Lowell, before we go on, I want you to get your information out so people will know how to get to your website and people will know how to get your book. Let's do that at this point so I don't forget, because sometimes I get so interested talking to my guest, and especially somebody who's as articulate as you are, why we forget about it. But suddenly I know that you'd like to get information about your book. You've written this along with Craig Smith. How can people get the book? It's excellent. I've read it. It's well worthwhile getting
it. Yeah, it is. This is not a pamphlet. This is a 272-page book that cost $19.95 in the bookstore. However, because Craig, in particular, a person who doesn't need any more money in his own life, God has been blessed him greatly, he was going to retire, and then he looked around and said, the world is going to hell in a handbasket for my daughter and my grandchildren. And I do not want to see this. I want to get us back to the fundamental values of the Bible and the Constitution. And so we are writing a series of books to educate and empower people, show them how we could solve problems with the society, and how you could protect your own family. And accordingly, Craig would be more than honored to with an audience as intelligent as yours, Dr. Stan, to simply give 1,000 of your listeners absolutely free a copy of this $20 book. And all they need do is call, and this is postpaid. This isn't one of those, you know, we'll give it to you free, but it's $30 shipping and handling. No, all of the shipping, all of the handling is absolutely free, too. All you need to do is call a toll-free number. That's 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. I know we just had Columbus Day, but this is not 1492 like Columbus. It's close, though. So you can remember it, 800-630-1494. Just leave your name and number, and if you're one of the first 1,000 to call, we will be happy to ship this book right out to you, absolutely free. You will find it incredibly empowering. It will give you a lot of ammunition in discussions with liberals and people who are not wise. It will give you something you can share with friends. It's a heavily documented book, but not at all dull to read, I think you'd agree. And we go into areas that normally books about economics don't go into at all. The psychological effect. There is a whole realm, for example, called neuroeconomics, how the brain and money actually interact, how inflation, as we were saying earlier, acts like a drug on people and societies. It takes them completely out of their rational minds and causes them to make all kinds of irrational, self-injuring economic decisions. Well, this book will help protect you from that. And it's a very useful, interesting book. But the central core of a lot of my thinking about the inflatocracy that Craig and I put together here is it's undermining the basic values of our society. I mean, we all understand that conservative values include things like responsibility, hard work, thrift. But in an inflation society, in an inflatocracy, Ben Franklin's a penny saved is a penny earned is now obsolete. A penny saved is now a penny lost to inflation. John Maynard Keynes, the economic god of President Obama, taught a thing he called the paradox of thrift. He said saving money is actually a bad thing, that all money should be out there circulating rapidly in the economy. But that's what causes prosperity, and the people who save are bad people. Well, imagine a society where nobody saved, and yet this is what people saw in Germany after World War I with the hyperinflation there. The people who worked hard and the people who saved lost everything because the money was literally evaporating as they put it in their bank account. The people who got rich were the speculators. In fact, one of the most interesting examples was there were 5 or 6 foreign exchange students at a college in Berlin at the time, and they were not getting German money. They were getting money from back home in places like France and Italy and so on. And they were just getting the equivalent of, you know, $5, $10, $15 a week from their parents. But they looked at each other and said, gee, if we put our money together, the 5 or 6 of us, what could we do? What they could do is in 1 month they had enough money to buy an entire block of apartment buildings in downtown Berlin. I mean, that's how far downhill the German money had gone. And that is what now threatens us as the government decides the only... So you see, the government now really has only 3 choices, as the International Monetary Fund said. They can either double all taxes, which they couldn't possibly survive politically doing, or they could cut all government spending in half. But we now live in a world where 45% of households get a government check. It would be political suicide to cut spending that deeply. Or, said the International Monetary Fund, you can just monetize the debt. That is, turn on the printing presses and print tens, indeed hundreds, of trillions of dollars and pay the debt with those worthless dollars. They won't have any purchasing power anymore. This is, by the way, one of the traps that I see Americans being lured into right now. And the trap is, once upon a time, you were sold on the idea of accepting the income tax in America by being told it would apply only to the rich. You were sold on the alternative minimum tax, being told that, oh, this is just to get those few rich people who have escaped taxes. And now they've come back a third time, like Charlie Brown going for the football that Lucy's holding. You're being told, oh, now we just want other taxes that will apply only to the rich. Dr. Stan, when the dollar is worthless, The oddity is we're all going to be millionaires. You're all going to make $1 million a year, but it will only have the purchasing power of $30,000 or $40,000 today. However, you will be taxed as if you were millionaires. Now, this is the point. If the income tax was only supposed to hit a handful of Americans, now it hits half the population. The alternative minimum tax was only supposed to hit a few dozen millionaires. Well, if Barack Obama is reelected, he's already said he will erase the Bush tax cuts. The effect of that will be that the alternative minimum tax suddenly hits 74 million Americans. Anyone who's even slightly upper middle class will be hit by it. And now he wants a third tax. They promise will only be on the rich. No, boys and girls, it will be on you for two reasons. Not only because of inflation, but because what do you think the rich do when they're hit with a tax? Two-thirds of the rich are investors or owners of companies. To them, a high tax is a business expense. They just pass it on. They just add it to the price of what they sell. And so you go to the market and you say, gee, everything is more expensive, and that ice cream where a few months ago I could buy a half gallon of ice cream, now it's only 1.5. Now it's a smaller container for the same old price. I'm being hoodwinked here. Well, yes, you are. But the point is, those are taxes being passed on to you. You ultimately will pay the taxes on the rich. I mean, wake up and smell the coffee, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a political con game to make you hate the rich and blame the rich and think the rich are the evildoers, when in fact it's the government. It's the politicians who are the evildoers. And we live in a society, don't forget, where when God wrote the Ten Commandments, two of those ten were thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet. You know, I once wrote an interesting little op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, Dr. Stan, in which I said, you know, the next time Democrats come up with more hate crimes legislation and say we want to protect gay people and transsexual people and so on from being hated, the Republicans, I said, should agree to that. But they should say, as long as we're abolishing hate, why don't we abolish hate based on class, too? In other words, people preaching hatred for the rich or confiscatory unequal taxes for the rich, that is also a hate crime, just as much as hate against people based on religion or gender or whatever. And you know, the Democrats have never suggested basing the hate crime on class. Why? Well, because that's their entire political agenda. I mean, suppose that a labor speech writer or a Democrat speech writer could not invoke hatred against the rich and class warfare. They'd have nothing to say. That's their entire politics. And yet, it violates two of the Ten Commandments. It stands right there in defiance of the Bible.
Well, I certainly concur with you. I agree with you totally. Go right ahead.
Okay. Then one other thing people need to be aware of. We've all heard of Tax Freedom Day, that day in the year, usually in April, May, or June, when it's said that you have finally paid off your taxes for the year. Well, Americans for Tax Reform, they have a slightly modified version of that called Cost of Government Day. Turns out this year, you and I were working, the average American at least was working from January until the 12th of August to pay off the cost of all your taxes and the $1.8 trillion compliance cost of all the government regulations. So in other words, until August 12th this year, you were basically working for the government, not for your own family. And this, too, is a reason why we have the oddity that, you know how they sell the welfare state and have for a long time? As libertarians like myself say, they break your legs and then they offer you a crutch. And then they expect you to be grateful that the government has offered you a crutch. When in fact it was the government that broke your legs in the first place. It was the government whose high taxes, high regulation, destruction of the free market and the economy and so on, made it difficult for you to save enough money that you had what you needed and could care for your own retirement or your own medical care and so on. government has so increased the price of everything in the society that it leaves us largely at the mercy of government. And when government operates by inflation, as we said earlier, that means how can you be sure you have saved enough to pay for your retirement? Well, you can't be, because as long as government is running trillions off the printing press, you have no idea how much money you will need 5, 10, 15 years from now. You only know that your safety, for if you're an ordinary person, comes from snuggling up close to the government and relying on the government to protect you, because, after all, it's protecting you from the government. This creates a rather destructive society, a society in which politicians gain their cachet and their votes and so on by buying them from selective groups of their favorites, from favoring those groups with government policy. For example, this solar company, Solyndra, where a major contributor to Obama's campaign fund suddenly was receiving a $535 million from the taxpayers. This is not good. This is not a wise way to invest in society's future. This is crony capitalism.
Well, now, what can people do to protect themselves? And certainly we've laid out a very, very drastic picture, and I believe a very accurate picture of where we're headed.
Oh, I can get even more drastic. If you enjoy drama, what is the real debt we're facing? Well, the debt is being increased by $1.8 trillion a year under the current administration. That will have another $2 trillion in taxes added to it minutes after Barack Obama is reelected, because he's vowed that he will eliminate the Bush tax cuts this time. And that will immediately dump another $2 trillion in tax burden. But that indebtedness will continue. We already have more indebtedness on the U.S. books than we have gross domestic product. And as one Harvard economist pointed out, almost no society in the history of the world where their debt exceeded 90% of their income has survived economically. Almost all of them crash. Well, we're above 100% now. Greece is at about 140%, but we're going the way of Greece very rapidly. The next tier, real practical debt, including private debt in the country, is now above $65 trillion. But the entire gross domestic product of the entire planet, all 7 billion people on the planet, is only $62 trillion. We have an unfunded liability on top of that of $120 trillion that ultimately have to be set aside to pay for our promises under Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and so on, and government pensions. Then on top of that, I mentioned derivatives. These private things written as obligation notes attached to things like bundled bad mortgages and 100 other things. Economists estimate that worldwide, we're not absolutely sure, but there may be as many as $1.28 quadrillion worth of derivatives still held on the banks' books around the world. They do not try to sell them because they know they won't really sell for the book value they're holding them at. But they're out there as obligation. Now, therefore, we estimate in our earlier book, Crashing the Dollar, How to Survive a Global Currency Collapse, that the likely real U.S. indebtedness, putting those things together, is on the order of $750 trillion. How much money is that? Dr. Stan, if you made a stack of $1 bills, just take them out of your wallet and start stacking them up, $750 trillion would make a stack of $1 bills from here to the planet Venus, 23.5 million miles away at its closest approach, and back, a round trip to Venus, plus an additional 14 stacks of dollar bills that could go back and forth between Earth and the Moon. That is our real debt. That will never be paid off. That can only be paid off by printing money. That will destroy the paper money you have now. For God's sake, get some of your savings out of this stock in a company on the verge of bankruptcy we call dollar bills.
And what should people do?
Well, you should convert your money into something tangible that they can't run off a printing press.
Hold that thought. Okay, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. I'll go right ahead.
And yet we've only begun to scratch the surface of all of it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, we need to also remind you that we are having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 23rd of October. It's going to be the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. Everything's all lined up, and we do this every year. We usually get a pretty good turnout, and hopefully we'll get a similar turnout this year. And if you're in a position to come, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we'll open the doors at 7:30 in the morning. We'll keep them open till 5:30 or 6 in the evening. We'll be serving lunch. We think you'll find it a fascinating time. And so we ask you simply to, if you're going to come, we have to know in the next couple of days, because, of course, we have to get all of the reservations in, because the hotel area there needs to know how many people so they can prepare lunch, and they cut us off as of Monday. So we need to hear from you certainly before the weekend. If you're going to be able to come, and if you can come and bring a friend, we need to educate as many people as we can. There will be all sorts of books and tape sets and IV, DVDs and videos and CD-ROMs and the syllabuses, and you'll have a wonderful opportunity to talk to people and to get the information you are going to need to prepare yourself for the very difficult times that do lie ahead. So if you'd like to come, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If I could just suggest some of our items, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret that come with syllabuses, my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies money could buy, how Americans finance communism, finance the Nazis, finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, and today are financing the Muslim Brotherhood, that is a radical group taking over all of the countries of the Near East and Middle East. And why are we doing this? Well, because you got to have an enemy if you're going to have a war, and we're going to war with the Muslim world. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, the book that will take you into the background of how American intelligence agencies finance the Muslim Brotherhood. That would be certainly my talk on the, probably I should say, the book, The Devil's Game. And then, of course, we have the interviews with Paul Williams. You can get those. They take you into the background of Mr. Gulen, who was brought to this country by the CIA, has $60 billion from the drug industry. And I'm talking about the illegal drug industry. And he's using that to finance the revolution, not only in the Near East and the Middle East, and set up of radical Muslim schools. He's doing the same thing here in the United States, where they've set up well over 100 Muslim schools, charter schools, where they're teaching children Turkish culture, financed with your tax dollars. Why would our government be teaching American children about Turkish culture? Well, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, there are people in Washington, D.C. who hate America, who are going right along with this, who are funding this radical Islamic movement throughout the world. And, of course, Mr. Gulen, instrumental in toppling the Turkish government and bringing the radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood to power in Turkey today, which will be very, very soon, I fear, at war with Syria or certainly with Israel. We're moving into difficult times. Get the information. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The expert on that is Paul Williams. You can look it up on the Internet. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.